It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Wiki Corner today brought to you by Nibble Egg Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So we're continuing our theme week on some stories that you might have missed back in 2024.
Right.
And back in September of 2024, Batman got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Batman did?
And that was a big deal because he was the first superhero to receive that honor.
So it was all the Batmans from
the character Batman in general.
So from the one on TV,
comics,
the Batman and Robin, to the very sinister, dark one.
That's right.
In the theaters. Okay.
That's right.
Fair enough.
And it was the 2,790th star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
2,790. 90. Yes. Okay.
Now I was surprised by that. First of all, that he didn't already have a star.
Okay.
On the Walk of Fame, but right. Also that no other superhero had one yet. With all the superhero movies and everything
yeah.
that there are, like I can't believe that there hadn't been one before.
That's a good
There's
point.
There's many other, I mean, fictional characters on the Walk of Fame.
Right.
Not just actors and actresses. So, I don't know.
That's
it
interesting.
Surprised me. Yeah.
Do you think maybe there'll be like a big run on these now?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So in early 1939, following the success of Superman, DC Comics editors requested more superheroes for its titles. So a guy named Bob Kane created Batman, initially drawing a character with red tights, bat wings, and a smaller mask.
Okay.
Bill Finger, a collaborator, made significant contributions by suggesting a larger mask, cape, gloves, and a darker costume.
Oh, okay.
Finger said he came up with the name Bruce Wayne for the character's secret identity. And his first name came from Robert the Bruce, who was a Scottish patriot, and Wayne, being a playboy, was a man of gentry, and so he searched for a name that would suggest colonialism and thought of a founding father named Mad Anthony Wayne.
Mad Anthony Wayne?
Yeah. So that's how we got to Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
Robert the Bruce and Mad Anthony Wayne.
Mad Anthony Wayne.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They drew upon contemporary 1930s pop culture for inspiration regarding much of the Batman's look, personality, methods, and weaponry.
Hmm.
So Batman debuted in Detective Comics number 27 in 1939. Early stories were dark, featuring a Batman who did not shy away from killing his enemies. He evolved into a just-tempered superhero with a stringent moral code that prohibits killing.
Good.
The character quickly became popular, leading to his own solo title in 1940. Robin, Batman's sidekick, was introduced in 1940, lightening the tone and boosting sales. Over the next few years, all the Batman villains were introduced with iconic villains like the Joker and Catwoman.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, Gotham City was first identified as Batman's place of residence in December 1940 and has since been the primary setting for stories featuring the character. Gotham City is traditionally depicted as being located in New Jersey, and I always just assumed it was New York City.
Well, yeah, everybody assumes it is.
But apparently it's...
It's in New Jersey?
New Jersey.
Even New York City's in New Jersey. No, I'm kidding.
Right, yeah. And Bill Finger said that he came up with the name of Gotham City after flipping through the New York City phone book and seeing the name Gotham Jewelers. And he thought, that's a great name.
Hmm. Is that still in existence? Gotham Jewelers, you think?
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, look him up. Go ahead.
Unlike most superheroes, Batman does not possess any superpowers, necessarily, instead relying on his intellect, fighting skills, and wealth. Speaking of wealth, Forbes estimates Bruce Wayne's worth at $9.2 billion.
Okay.
Which makes him the third richest superhero after Tony Stark and T'Challa the Black Panther.
And what does it put him as far as wealthy Americans, though? Right?
Oh, I don't know. Good question.
Because you'd have Elon Musk, and then you'd have the Amazon
Bezos.
Yep. Maybe Mark
Zuckerberg. Yeah.
And then maybe Bruce Wayne.
Maybe Bruce Wayne
after
up
that.
There. Yeah, for sure. The Batman television series starring Adam West premiered in January 1966 on ABC. Inflected with a camp sense of humor, the show became a pop culture phenomenon. The series ran for 120 episodes ending in 1968. And the 1960s TV series Batman has an arsenal that includes such bat names like the Bat Computer, the Bat Scanner, the Bat Pontoons.
Oh, the pontoons.
Bat drinking water dispenser.
Okay.
The bat camera with polarized bat filter. And bat shark repellent, among many other bat things.
It's good to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Batman has been portrayed in film by many different actors, including Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Christian Bale, Ben Affleck, and most recently Robert Pattinson. However, the person who has played Batman more than anyone else is a voice actor named Kevin Conroy. Starting with Batman the Animated Series, he's been Batman in 8 TV series, 13 animated movies, and 10 video games.
And can I ask, is he still alive?
No, I think he died.
Oh,
yeah.
So sorry.
Yeah. But he was Batman in all of those things. Yeah.
And we always think of the actors, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Batman is one of the most iconic characters in popular culture and has been listed among the greatest comic book superheroes and characters ever created. He's one of the most commercially successful superheroes, and his likeness has been licensed and featured in various media and merchandise sold all over the world. And the Batman franchise has become one of the highest grossing media franchises of all time.
So they're going to keep making movies is what you're saying.
I'm sure they will.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with Batman, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So we're going to play the Batman theme.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do it. Neil Hefti. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Batman. Neil Hefti is the name on that one. It's the Batman theme. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record here on Legends?
Well, because we were talking about Batman as part of our theme week on stories you might have missed in 2024, because he got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last year.
Yeah.
And was the first superhero.
To do so,
yeah.
Pretty wild. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Bruce Wayne was named for a Scottish patriot and a founding father.
Batman is the third wealthiest superhero.
And Batman is one of the highest grossing media franchises of all time.
So look forward to many, many more movies to come.
I wonder,
people who are into the Batman franchises, they've all got their favorite Batman as far as Batman in movies.
Yeah.
Does anybody like Ben Affleck? Is he the...
I didn't even remember that he was Batman.
Was he just in one episode, one movie?
I think so. I when I saw that in the Wikipedia article, I was like, Ben Affleck? I completely forgot about it.
I feel like Michael Keaton, I might have seen something about this, because again, I don't do the Batman movies, but yeah. I feel like Michael Keaton was one of those guys, when he first came out in the movie, people were like, meh. But now looking back, they really liked him.
No, you know, I was very... very skeptical of Robert Pattinson because I associate him with Twilight and Edward.
Oh.
And so when I heard he was going to be Batman, I'm like, that sounds really weird. But I thought he was actually really good in it.
Yeah.
And Christian Bale also. Very, very, very,
very good. What about George Clooney?
I don't know if I've seen the George Clooney one.
Yeah.
You know, but now all the different characters have the spinoffs, right? So like the Joker, Penguin, that
kind
of thing.
Right, right. The Joker movies are so dark. I can't watch them. I watched the first one and I hated it.
You did?
Hated every second of it. It felt so evil. Like I just, I wanted nothing to do with it.
Colin Farrell was in a Penguin TV series.
Oh, was he
on
really?
On HBO. And he is not recognizable.
Really?
No, it was so good. But very dark, obviously.
Yeah.
But
Okay. Folks want to learn more about Batman and Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all there. Plus, you can always watch this live on Facebook every day at 4:10 on our Facebook page, and we archive everything up on YouTube. Search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. It's all archived right up there. It's only possible by our friends at Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
More from your theme week on stories you might have missed from 2024 tomorrow.
Absolutely.
At 4:10 here. On Legends. Neighbors had Christie Carpets and Blinds out to do new flooring in their house yesterday. It appeared on my window, saw the Christie Carpets van.
Nice.
Pretty jealous, but they're very, very happy with the flooring they did on their house. So good for them. Christie Carpets and Blinds, Cortec Carpeting, and everything in between, including hardwoods at Christie Carpets and Blinds. Ed Smith is here. Are you into the Batman movies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Who's your favorite Batman? Do you know?
You know, I would have to probably go with the Michael Keaton because that was my era when I was younger. I had like all the action figures that were kind of, you know, looking like him and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a text from Mark Cronin, a famed weekend guy here at Legends. Said he had a glow-in-the-dark bat ring in 1966. He must have been the talk of the town.
I bet.
Yeah. All right. There it is.
Picking up the ladies with his bat ring, huh?
I wonder if he still has it.
I bet he does.
When
somewhere.
He comes here on the weekend, he's got his bat ring on.
I hope he does.
431 traffic. What you got, Ed?
All right, Mark. Downtown, we've got an accident. 490 eastbound at Goodman. The on-ramp is blocked there. Still looking okay, though. 390 and 590 northbound towards 104. No issues, 490 westbound, the 590 split. Peppermint's Family Restaurant over in Henrietta, serving up a huge menu, turkey dinners, Yankee pot roast burgers, breakfast available all day long. Eat in or take